It is your KORN News Radio Sports on Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We do have coverage tonight of the Parkston Classic on Corn Country 92.1 in Mitchell and on Corn Country 92.1.com. The final game today at the Parkston Classic, scheduled for a 6:30 tip-off between the number 4 ranked Parkston Girls and number 9 Corsica Stickney. Parkston Classic starts later today at 11 a.m. A girls matchup between Platte Geddes and Viberg Hurley, followed by the Platte Geddes Boys and Dakota Valley at 12:30. At 2 o'clock today, a girls matchup, Dakota Valley takes on McCook Central Montrose. At 3:30, it's the winner boys taking on Parker Marion. And at 5 o'clock tonight, the Parkston boys take on Sisseton. Also basketball yesterday at the Huron Arena. It's the Huron Holiday Classic. Girls games yesterday as Trip Delmont Armor defeated Scotland Menno 39-35. Kinley Spons had 22 of the 39 points in the win last night for Trip Delmont Armor. A Wessington Springs girls would lose to Coleman Egan 57-41. James Valley Christian picked up a 39-29 win over Kimball White Lake. Howard defeated Lower Brule 53-32. Chamberlain over Burke 44-35. And Falkton area over Jones County 47-38. More basketball at the Huron Arena today. This time it's the boys' turn. Starts at 10:30 this morning as Mitchell Christian takes on Falkton area. The Howard boys take on Lower Brule this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Sanborn Central Woonsocket faces Chamberlain at 6. And then the final of 7 games today will be a number 6th ranked Wessington Springs facing Clark Willow Lake at 7:30. Mitchell Colonel Wrestling back at home today. They are scheduled to host Aberdeen Central for a duel. That will start at the high school with the girls competing at 1:30, followed by the boys at 2:30. Also, Mitchell Colonel Gymnastics back at home. They will host the 4 Sioux Falls Public Schools along with Watertown for a meet. That is coming up here this Saturday in Mitchell, starting at 11:30 a.m. Other high school boys basketball scores from yesterday. Hanson boys would defeat Kimball White Lake 56-28. Scotland Menno over a Trip Delmont Armor 54-52. At the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, it's the President's Bowl basketball edition. Number 1 ranked Sioux Falls Lincoln boys would defeat number 3 Roosevelt by 19, 69-50. And a Jefferson over Washington 63-48. The Atlanta Falcons would recover after blowing a pair of 21-point leads last night as the Falcons upset the LA Rams 27-24 on Monday Night Football. Atlanta kicker Zane Gonzalez would hit the game-winning 51-yard field goal with 21 seconds remaining. Atlanta running back Bijan Robinson had a 93-yard touchdown run. That is the longest in team history. Also for Atlanta, Jesse Bates III would return an interception 34 yards for a touchdown. Atlanta led the game 21-0 at halftime. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford would recover from throwing 3 interceptions. He would help the Rams pull even at 24 apiece. Stafford would find Puka Nacua for an 11-yard touchdown that tied the game with 2:46 remaining. Meanwhile, Robinson, he rushed for 195 yards last night and also set an Atlanta team record for most scrimmage yards in a season. And that's a look at your sports on this Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.